Yo, how are we doing? Hope we're good. Welcome back to the Mara podcast. And in this one, I'm going to be talking through my Manchester Marathon race run, sort of mile by mile, build up on the day and the race itself and how it felt. And in the last episode, I gave a bit of a reflection summary of how I'm feeling sort of 3 days post run. And it's, I don't usually listen back, but for some reason I nearly deleted it because I always feel like I want to share these experiences in the journey to share how you can learn from my mistakes and learn from my learnings and experiences as I continue to run in the sort of Mara way. But I never want that to sound like I'm showing off. I think I'm so against the ego side of running where people are comparing themselves to others and it's all about who's the fastest. And I just think that makes the sport so exclusive and so inaccessible and puts so many people off. So I'm always on that line of like, I really want to share my journey and my experiences and what I learn, but never for it to come across in a way that puts people off. So I've kept it up there. I've thought, you know what? That's my reflection and that's how I feel. And I will keep improving how I communicate and share my journey as I continue to run further and run faster and run more freely. So yeah, thanks to those that have messaged and have listened and have supported along the way. And weirdly, in this one, I don't really feel as now I've got that first reflection out. I don't feel like I feel like the run's done. It's kind of over. 3 days have passed, and saw people last night at Run Club, and a few people talking about it. And what has been inspiring is so many people in the club have signed up to Manchester Marathon for next year already, a year out. Many of those people, it will be their first marathon. And I think that's the power of these events, is the how it inspires people in different ways, whether that is to run a marathon or just to get out for a run. I think the positivity of a marathon is nothing like I've ever experience. It's like humanity at its best. 32,000 runners on Sunday, participants, and then, you know, 10 times more people supporting and spectating, and then 10 times more following online. And all of it is just positive energy. And that is rare to have such a high participant sport. It's got to be the highest participant sport in the world. And then for so many people in a city to come together and to cheer each other on, it just doesn't happen in every other sport. There's sort of that tribal element, competitive element. This is just people doing their best for themselves and others supporting them on that. So yeah, I feel privileged to be able to take part in these sorts of events. And I want others to feel that too. And I think the journey of getting into running, getting started, building towards your first 5K, your first 10K, your first half, I think they're all milestones on your journey. And I do think the marathon is almost like the pinnacle. It's almost the pinnacle of the sport. I always listen to Kipchoge, the fastest runner, or the best marathon runner of all time. And he always says marathon is life. And I know I said it in the last one, but it's the perfect analogy. It completely is the perfect analogy of life, a marathon. So I would love so many more people to experience the feeling that I had on Sunday. And I believe that if you train in the sort of way that I have, that's why I share my journey, because I want more people to feel how I felt on Sunday. And I believe the way that I'm training and the way that I'm running and my mindset that I've sort of practiced over the last couple of years has allowed me to feel how I felt on Sunday, just completely free, light, and then unlocking this, new level of performance and like fulfillment. So, Yeah, and just to very briefly, like mile by mile, the run, I think that's how I felt throughout. It was only really at mile 24 where I really had to like just grit my teeth a little bit and really focus, and got through to 20 mile 25, and then knew the finish line was close. It was close, and you know, right, I've got a mile now, just get it done, get it done. But before that, I took each mile. I started slower. Anyone that's thinking about doing a marathon or hasn't done one before, or any event, to be fair, I think always start a little bit just conservatively, especially a marathon, because you can't sprint a marathon. So many people go out too quick because they're excited. They feel so fresh. They see so many people around them running on and running quicker, and think, oh, you know, I can keep up with them. But run your own race. Start slower. So I started my pace slower than I knew I could pretty much hold, and then I built into it. So for my first few miles, nice and steady, nice and patient, let loads of people pass me. Then I steadied and found my rhythm, found my pace, settled in, picked it up a little bit. So from sort of 4 or 5 miles in, and then held that kind of pace and felt really comfortable. And then I didn't fully relax until probably mile. It's not like relaxed, but I kind of was waiting for my heart rate to spike, waiting for my body to kind of go, well, you know, in previous marathons, I felt that early on. And for this one, mile 15, 16, I still felt like my heart rate was solid and was stable. So that's kind of when I knew, oh, this is going well, you know, this is feeling good. And so at that point, knowing there was 10 miles to go, I picked it up a little bit from there. So miles 18, 19, 20, 21, 22. Usually they're the miles where I'm slowing down in previous ones. These are the miles where I started to pick it up and felt good. Saw they're the moments as well, 21, mile 21, mile 22, where I saw friends, family, and that then gives you a lift. And obviously you've got to try and, you know, look good when you're passing them. So your form suddenly gets better. You start running a little bit quicker. And then, as I say, mile 24 was tough, but got through it and then finished so strong. And, you know, in comparison to my last marathon in Berlin, where I can't really remember passing through Brandenburg Gate, can't really remember the last few miles, can't remember, you know, big parts of the second half of that race. In this one, I remember every moment, every friend, fam, you know, that was there to support me. I held and touched and made eye contact with, and yeah, and then the finish, you know, that long straight and seeing the finish and just smiling and soaking it in, it was such a good feeling. Yeah, and I think, you know, I've learned so much. This is my fifth marathon now, and fueling wise, I took on more gels than I've ever done before. Every 20 minutes, electrolyte tablets every 20 minutes to stop cramps and sweat, because I sweat a lot, so that helped. At every water station, every 5K, I drank as much water as I could, pretty much could. I had a full bottle each 5K, so I was really well hydrated. So I think all of my learning went into this one. And, you know, that feeling of lightness, I think, comes from I was so, like I said in the last episode, detached from outcome. And I felt like I was at peace with the training that I'd done. And for that reason, I just felt calm. I felt relaxed and I felt light, and that allowed me to perform at my best. And yeah, for anyone listening, that I guess that just takes practice. This is my fifth one. I've been running for a couple of years now, and I didn't feel like that at first. It's taken time, but I think I now want to share those learnings. So yeah, I think that's it for this one. I might be the last one on the marathon itself. I think I will do an episode next, my next episode, on training and how I prepared and how I trained, just to again try and share some insight into how I did that and how it was different this time and how it really helped me on the day. And so hopefully you can take some learnings from that as well. So thank you for listening, team. Hope you are well. Hope you have a good day, evening, morning, whatever time you listen to this, and I will see you for the next one. Boom.